This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. With more than 18,000 Palestinians killed in Israel's war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, a top Biden administration official says he asked Israel's prime minister to transition from high-intensity operations to a more targeted phase of the war. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports from the State Department.
As the war continues to take an enormous toll on Palestinian civilians, the U.S. is calling on Israel to transition from a heavy assault to a more targeted phase of the campaign. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said Sullivan discussed the progress of the war.
He did talk about possible transitioning from what we would call high-intensity operations, which is what we're seeing them do now, to lower-intensity operations sometime, you know, in the near future. But I don't want to put a timestamp on it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the mistaken killing of three Israeli hostages in Gaza by Israeli soldiers, quote, broke my heart, but there would be no change in Israel's military approach. Israeli military officials say the hostages who were shot, had been waving a white flag and shirtless. It's Israel's first acknowledgement of harming any hostages in its war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Anger over the killings is likely to increase pressure on the government to renew negotiations with Hamas over swapping more captives for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. How the hostages died has raised more questions about the military's conduct during its offensive. For more stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A cardinal has been convicted of embezzlement and sentenced to prison in a major Vatican financial trial that lasted 2.5 years. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A Vatican tribunal has convicted Cardinal Angelo Becciu for embezzlement and sentenced him to 5.5 years in prison. The trial focused on the Vatican Secretariat of State's €350 million investment in developing a former Harrods warehouse into luxury apartments. Prosecutors alleged tens of millions of euros were fleeced from the Vatican in fees and commissions by Vatican monsignors and brokers, who also extorted the Holy See for €15 million to cede control of the building. I'm Karen Shamas.
Activision Blizzard has agreed to pay about $54 million to settle discrimination claims brought by California Civil Rights Agency on behalf of women employed by the video game maker. The California Civil Rights Department announced Friday that the settlement resolves allegations that the maker of Call of Duty, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, and other video games, quote, discriminated against women at the company, including denying promotion opportunities and paying them less than men for doing substantially similar work. A federal jury has awarded $148 million in damages to two Georgia election workers over false claims made by Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
There was an audible gasp in the courtroom when the jury foreperson read aloud the $75 million award in punitive damages against Rudy Giuliani for false voting claims he made against election workers Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. Moss and Freeman were each also awarded roughly $36 million in other damages. Freeman said money wouldn't restore her life, name, or security.
Money will never solve all of my problems.
Giuliani called the proceeding absurd and insisted there was election fraud.
These are not conspiracy theories. These are proven facts.
Where's your evidence?
I'm not allowed to present it.
It's unclear if Giuliani will be able to pay any damages. The former lawyer suing him for legal fees. Norman Hall, Washington.
The trial of Hong Kong's most famous activist publisher, who was arrested under China's crackdown on dissidents, will start this week after being delayed for over a year. Jimmy Lai broke into the city's once freewheeling media world about 3 decades ago, armed with the belief that delivering information is equal to protecting freedom. Now the 76-year-old's own freedom is at stake as he faces a possible life sentence if convicted under a national security law imposed by Beijing following the 2019 pro-democracy protests. His case is tied to the now-defunct pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, he founded. It is seen by many as a trial for press freedom and a test for the city's judicial independence. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.